offices of the Denocio Meat Company, Freehold, New Jersey, January.
Ms. Resnick, thank you for coming to the job interview.
No, thank you, Mr. Walker.
Ms. Resnick, this is Paul Wilson, our Vice President of Corporate Hiring, and Al Martin, our Director of Human Resources.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hello.
I take it you've had time to study some of the sample questions and answers in the corporate handbook we sent you.
Yes, I have.
We have another handbook we'd like to give you for this interview. One with just a few more relatively rare situations that come up for receptionists here at Denocio Meats. The handbook will be just to your left, so feel free to glance at it from time to time as you need to.
I certainly will, Mr. Walker.
Good. Then what I thought we'd do today is a little role-playing to go over some of those extreme situations that come up from time to time. Though, don't worry, working for Denocio Meats is a pretty dull job.
Yes, dull.
Oh, very dull.
Very, very dull.
Well, then, let's start by my playing a customer in one of our sample service calls.
All right. Well, ready when you are.
Ring, ring.
Denocio Meat Company. Joan Resnick speaking.
Yes. I'd like to arrange for a shipment of 3 pounds of spare ribs to the Smith Meat Company.
Certainly, sir. What address would we be shipping this to?
Oh, no need to ship it, Ms. Resnick. We're just down the street at Main and Apple. Just have Joe, the delivery boy, bring it by about 3 p.m.
We certainly will, sir. That's 3 pounds of spare ribs to Smith Brothers Meats at 3 p.m.
Right. Thanks for your help, Ms. Resnick.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that went well. First test passed, wouldn't you say, gentlemen?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's move on to a slightly more complex call. Ring, ring.
Denocio Meats. Joan Resnick speaking.
This is Susan Mitchell. I need to talk to Mr. Denocio, and I need to talk to him right now. I'm not taking no for an answer. I've been put off for too long. You can't just love a woman and then throw her away as if she's garbage. I've had enough of this stonewalling, and if you don't put me through to him right now, I'll contact my lawyer, and the whole world will know about Mr. Denocio and me.
Page 39, Susan Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, Mrs. Mitchell, I completely understand. Mr. Denocio's in a meeting right now, but I promise you, as soon as he gets out of the meeting, I'll have him get back to you immediately. I assure you, Mr. Denocio's taking this very seriously, and it's important to talk to him before doing anything rash. Right, Susan?
Well, okay. But I'll call again.
Well, thank you for calling, Mrs. Mitchell, and I promise you he'll get back to you soon.
Well, now, that was a pretty hypothetical situation, I'd
yes,
say.
Yes, boy, I'd say so.
But you are.
Yeah, and I'd say Ms. Resnick handled that pretty well, wouldn't you?
Oh,
absolutely.
You bet.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Well, let's continue, shall we? Mr. Martin, why don't you do the honors this time?
Absolutely. Ring, ring.
Denocio Meat Company. Joan Resnick speaking.
Yeah, I got a bag.
Okay.
I got the 250-pound bag for the boss.
Oh, all right,
250-pound bags, page 51.
Oh. All right, Mr. Denocio would like you to bring it to the accounting department at 5:30, and we can arrange for your payment there.
I got a problem with this one, though.
Oh, well, what?
The head's loose.
The head?
What we mean by the head is the front part of the meat. Oh, the head is merely industry lingo for the front part of the meat carcass.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, I don't think I'm quite the person that you want for the job. Thanks for the interview, but I gotta go.
Now, Ms. Resnick, you've been doing wonderfully. There's no reason to go now.
What was that?
Oh, that was Mr. Stevens.
What's
actually.
He doing in the closet?
He was wearing a coat.
Yes. We're thinking of branching out into jackets, and we put some lead weights into them to see if they would stand up to the rain. Well, there goes another one. Who's next?
Oh, Ms. Blathers. She works at the cheese company down the street.
Well, there's an encouraging sign.
Job Interview, starring Rob Avila, Jim Shepard, Don Stone, and Mim Herzenstein, was written by Frank Munich and directed by Randy Parker for Shoestring Radio Theater.